Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
When we were kicked to the curb.
What?
Due to the COVID.
We're back. All right.
We're back.
Matt and Bill, we are live on the Brower Report. Election Tuesday. Day.
Am I getting the stuff ready? Pulling up some data, Matt.
We got breaking news. The polls have been closing in several states. We have Indiana and West Virginia. Currently,
I think Kentucky is all.
You know what, Matt?
You know, last week I got kicked off the air. My phone jack messed up. Now this is messing up. You know, just mock me, dude. Whatever, man.
I'm like,
here, can you help me with, can you do this for me?
I can do this for you, I think.
Hey, I'm 50 years old. I'm slow. My mind is
here,
going.
Here's what you do. You share to a group.
I want to share to my page.
Well, here.
I want to share to a group.
Yeah, you do. You share to groups. That's how you get people to listen to us.
People watching, my friend.
Oh, we have 7 people watching live. Okay.
Yay, hi.
516-531-9316 if you want to be on the air and talk to us. If you don't want to talk to us, then whatever. I mean, you probably voted for Biden. I don't really care. $5 a gallon gas. Here we go.
Well, I tell you what. Right now, we do have a little bit of data coming in. I've been watching Florida. I was a little bit nervous a little bit earlier. The panhandle hasn't come in yet. But right now, Trump is at 49.7. Joe Biden, 49.5. 81% of the precinct in. So it's getting there, man.
Oh, my God. So I'm thinking, okay, I did a little election map, okay? And, you know, I like apps. I like Apple. You're an Android guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. It's fine. I mean, we can't be perfect.
Dude, I can't. I mean, I hate Apple.
Hate Apple.
That's a microphone. Mm-hmm. Oh,
hi. We're fancy. Fancy pants. All right. So even if Trump lost Georgia and North Carolina, Wisconsin, in Michigan, but he won Pennsylvania, Trump wins by 2.
I don't want by 2.
Can we get any damn closer?
I don't know. Right now, I'm just watching the vote total clicking in Florida. So I know Pennsylvania should be closing pretty soon. So let's
see the election fraud in Pennsylvania real quick. Here, let me do this.
I'm going to need one of my own. Hey, everybody needs to see these.
Show the fans.
These are from Oakmont Bakery.
Where's Oakmont at?
It's a suburb of Pittsburgh.
Gotcha.
And they make cookies. They do a Biden
cookie. Well, they're a bakery. They do make cookies.
So they do a Biden cookie every year. Or no, whatever the Democrat and Trump, you know, last time. Yeah. And Trump is all selling out. So
whoa,
check these bad boys
whoa
out. So Matt and I are going to partake in some of these delicious cookies here.
Deliciousness. Sure. All right. So Pennsylvania, nothing's reported yet, of course.
Well, nothing, I don't think Pennsylvania's going to be reporting for a while.
So they close what, at 8?
8.
Okay. So, well, actually, they should be closed now. So we still got Trump up by 0.3% in Florida. A lot more stuff to count. A lot more dead people have to vote Democrat. So we're still waiting on that. But let's talk about this, Bill. What if Joe Biden does win the election? What can we look forward to?
Well, we got high gas prices.
Okay. So what's the over-under of gas prices?
Obama here was like $3-4 a gallon.
Yeah.
So we're going to see that.
Okay. All right. Fair.
You know, if you live in Pennsylvania and Ohio, and even though Joe Biden was talking about not doing fracking
for
a couple years, he's going to get rid of fracking. So
fracking.
You're going to have jobs being lost.
Yep.
High unemployment.
Yep.
Did you see Kal Mala's video out, her little cartoon, cutesy little cartoon about equity and equality?
Oh, my God.
It's basically
communism.
It's
communism.
Like, what's going on? We have to raise everybody up and have the same equality. No, that's not true.
Yeah, it's called
we
communism.
Don't need to do that.
It's communism. You know, that's what they do. You know, they're all about equity and all the fun stuff of, you know. Well, let's talk about an amendment. The $15 minimum wage of.
Did that pass? Did that pass in Florida?
I don't think.
Please, dear God.
I don't know. I don't know. But I know that even my daughter gets it. It would hurt small business. People will be laid off. People will lose their jobs. Of course. That's what happens every damn time when you try to do that. And here's the thing. I'm not opposed to a $15 minimum wage in California. The cost of living is a lot higher.
I mean, look at the house prices. I mean, you got a house of like 1,000 square foot.
For $900. $1 million.
I mean, it'd be like
$1 million.
Yeah. It's like,
so
it's super expensive.
It's the irony of it all is you can't, even if you did $15 an hour in Miami-Dade, I would understand that. The cost of living is very high there. But you can't do that in, you know, suburban like Polk County where we live. That wouldn't work.
I just picked up, this Coke at a small little mom and pop place, little gas station.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to afford any employees.
No.
At $15 an hour. They're probably getting minimum wage now, but you're not going to be able to support
that. So those
that
people,
sort of...
here's what's going to happen. They're going to lose their jobs.
Yep.
They're not going, a minimum wage does not bring up people. It causes issues where people lose their jobs. Then more people are on welfare. That's communism 101.
It's perpetual. It's going to be perpetual poverty. Perpetual high prices.
People will lose their health insurance. Right. Let's say someone makes $12 an hour and they got health insurance through a private employer, just for instance. They lose their job. They have no private health insurance anymore, and they got no damn job.
They're going to be thrown into the government pool.
Yeah, of terrible Medicaid.
Right. I mean, you're not going to be able to get your...
And I'll tell you right now, doctors do not want to deal with Medicaid reimbursements. They don't want to.
We talked about that last week. I mean, it's not enough money. If I was a doctor just having to deal with just the Medicaid or Medicare, you know, payments, it's not going to be worth being a physician.
The reimbursements are awful. People don't want to be in it.
Got some races to call. Alabama, Trump.
Yeah, baby. Woo, Bama.
Connecticut went Biden. Maine went Biden.
Well, Maine has two congressional districts.
Delaware, no surprise, went Biden.
Section 8 housing.
There's really nothing surprising as of yet. District of Columbia, Biden. I mean, come on.
I mean, they want to burn it down. They're going to burn it down. Here's the thing.
Florida will burn it down. Now, look, we're starting to start now see the votes coming in.
8 o'clock, on, 7 central, panhandle closes.
Right. And right now Trump is in Florida, 49.9 to 49.2.
Come on, baby.
83% of the votes in.
Woo!
So, but the scary thing is, if you look at Miami-Dade, let me just go down there. No, Miami-Dade is only 23% of the vote in. Broward is 57% of the vote in. And Palm Beach, 69% of the vote in. But, you know, Trump is performing better.
Mm-hmm.
He's at 45% to 53% down in Miami-Dade. I think in 2016, Hillary Clinton won Miami-Dade 65%, so Trump is performing better. And you're going to have to look at the Cuban community, Latin community, Latin American community, Venezuelan. I mean, these people have grown up and have seen the devastation of communist socialism.
That's the irony here. You got Cuban Americans. Now, don't get me wrong, that generation that came over originally when Castro came in power, they're older now. It's the younger generation that does not understand the communism aspects of what happened in Cuba. They don't know history.
Well, they're all walking around, these young kids today, walking around with the Che shirts. Now, I don't know if
he's a murderer, dude. He murdered gays.
I know. I don't really. I see a lot of Hollywood celebrities, a lot of people in the LGBT community that have these shades.
Viva la Revolución!
You're going to be the first ones to be killed. That's if
he's
there's a communist takeover,
he's
that sort of thing, you're not going to.
He wanted to murder minorities. He hated black people. He hated minorities. He hated artists. He hated gays.
Right.
He wanted to exterminate them. He wanted a genocide against black people. That's what he wanted. That's what Che was all about. But
I don't get it. I mean, these people, I mean, if Biden wins, Tennessee went to Trump. Whoops. We do have the total on the electoral votes. Biden has 91 and Trump 56. We're starting to see a lot of these states starting to come in now. Trump now hit 50% and Florida to 49.2.
All right.
So we are starting to see some movement upward. I think a lot of the panhandle votes are starting to come
in. The panhandle is going to go Trump.
I don't know how much has actually been reported. Actually, the panhandle is not.
No, it has to come in yet. We're still waiting for those results from Florida and the panhandle right now.
Yeah. I'm just looking at some other.
Tallahassee. I mean,
that's Leon County, right?
That's Leon. Tallahassee. You expect
Joe Biden is at 63%.
All the ambulance chasers are up there, and that's what they do.
Our county, like right now, Donald Trump's 56-42. But as you can see, as you go further north along the electoral map in the state of Florida, the darker red it's going to be.
Oh, absolutely.
You're not going to get as much pink. I am really
concerned here because we have a dementia patient. He's got dementia, Bill. Okay. I'm not a doctor.
Did you see him today introducing his granddaughter?
Natalie. No, I did not.
Like, introduced my granddaughter, or son, Bo Biden. I mean, my granddaughter, basically. It was a
cluster. Oh, my gosh.
It's a shit show, man. I mean, there's no reason for. But, you know, if Joe Biden does get in, he's not going to be the one running the country.
No. They're going to use the 25th Amendment on him, and they're going to remove him from office.
Uh-huh.
It's plain and simple. You're voting for Kamala Harris, a damn communist. She's a commie. You know, the kind, you know, hammer and sickle type of communist.
See what North Carolina's doing.
North Carolina, raise up. All right, see what we got.
Well, I know, like, North Carolina right now, 1%, and you can't really. It's not even worth
it. It's not even worth it. Yeah, not yet.
I mean, it's not enough to go in. But you're going to look at, like, North Carolina. You're going to look at Pennsylvania. These are the ones that have the delay in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all – we might not hear from Pennsylvania or North Carolina tonight. These are two must-win states for the –
Absolutely.
– Trump.
And here's the thing. If you vote for Joe Biden in Pennsylvania, here's the issue. You're voting for somebody that wants to eliminate millions of jobs. You're saying millions of jobs? Yeah, because there's like 200,000 jobs right now in Pennsylvania that are related to fracking.
Yep, fracking.
Just 200,000 jobs. When you look at that, let's do trickle-down economics. Those are restaurants where people eat at, grocery stores they buy groceries. Those are cars being sold, houses being sold. Think about that. Lose all the jobs, lose all the property taxes because the houses will be foreclosed on because people lose their homes. It's going to be crazy. What we got in Florida?
Florida, 85% of the votes in. Donald Trump is 50.4 to 48.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
So we're starting to see some of the vote starting to trickle in.
Oh, yeah. We got some panhandle stuff. So, 51-48
in Georgia, and that's with 11% in.
Okay. All right.
Pennsylvania still not reporting anything. So,
all right. So
it's still early in the night.
Very early. Very early.
We're not
going to
start seeing a lot of movement, with the percentages and stuff until probably around 9.
All right. So if y'all want to call in tonight, I encourage you, if you're watching for the first time, listening first time, we greatly appreciate it. Let's talk about Facebook suppression. Mark Levin, I shared this. Mark Levin has been hit with reduced reach. Much like the Bauer Report has been done several times over, which is absolutely ridiculous.
We're getting notices today.
We got notice today
for posting
something that I found on Instagram, which is owned by Facebook.
Which is a true
post. It was fucking fucking true.
The guy, this, if those that don't know, see, I've been watching,
God,
you know, looking at a lot of shenanigans that are going around the country today. Apparently some guy up in Erie County, Pennsylvania, was bragging that he's a poll worker and he was throwing out like a few hundred Donald Trump votes. Now, they did look at and called the election officials. This guy did not work there, but he made the post on Instagram.
Yes.
From his own Instagram. So
it's true. He posted a post that I reported on the Brower Report, which I found on Instagram, which he claimed it, and I posted it because it should be investigated. They investigated it. He lied.
So
but we didn't lie.
We didn't lie. We posted exactly what
we posted exactly what was found.
And we got the warning. What was it? It was just, these things are so ominous.
It's like you're going to die or something.
Yeah, you got, then we're getting these stupid things, you know, before you like this page.
I got that today from someone on Facebook. They said they found it. They found us in a web search by searching something else. They hit the like button and read it out, Bill. Tell the listeners what you found, what we found today.
So if you go to the Facebook and go to the Brower Report, or just search for the Brower Report, and you want to, let's say, like, you know, listen, you know, check out some of the content, you're going to get a little warning. It says, before you like this page, when you like a page, you'll see updates from it in your newsfeed. You may want to review Brower Report to see if these type of content is usually shared, the types of content usually shares. There's an option to like the page or hit cancel. So
I have never.
I've never seen it.
I have never seen that.
That's a new one. That's new.
And I'm gonna be completely serious, Bill. I have never heard of that before or seen that before in my entire life.
That is new. That's a new thing. Let me see if there's anything else coming in.
That is absolute discrimination. That is an in-kind donation to the Democrats.
Trump's pulling ahead.
Good.
54-44. In Georgia.
I think Georgia goes Trump, and I'll tell you the reason why. It's been red.
Florida should go Trump.
Yes. Here's the thing. The votes are coming in. We're very hopeful right now. A lot of counties are turning solid red right now.
Yeah. There's still Polk County is 100% in, 99% in, 57-42 Trump.
Good. Oh, Trump is up in, where is it? Go to Orange.
Where's Orange County?
Just north of us. There we go. Orange County.
He's going to be 61-37 in Orange County.
Why in the hell would these people in Orange County that
need tourism?
Tourism!
So you get Joe Biden. Now, the good thing, the only
guy.
Listen, it's not going to be as bad. So, some nightmare scenario, then Biden does win. The good thing that a lot of people have learned during this pandemic is states' rights, and the governors have a lot of rights. I think we lost the audio on that.
No, we didn't lose audio. We're good.
I lost my train of thought.
States' rights.
States' rights, yeah. We saw during the coronavirus that, you know, President Trump wants to go in and says, open, open, open. The governors can say, screw you, I'm not going to open.
Yep.
So, you know, with President Biden, if he, for some god-awful reason, he gets in, he's not going to be able to dictate, you know, to the other states unless they pack the court and things.
People don't realize that President Trump did not shut down the country.
No.
It was the governors that did it.
All the governors.
So if you're in California, Gavin Newsom is a fucking communist. He is shutting you down. They're talking about Disney not till summer, not till the end of 2021. Universal Studios can
be open. That's crazy.
We have opened it safely in Florida. Disney is now doing extended hours. So
Universal's doing extended hours. I mean, it's all.
It's time to stop the garbage and the lies. It is time.
So
it's all lies. It's a sham. COVID's real. I'm not saying COVID isn't real. But the lockdowns and the shutdowns are garbage. Absolute garbage. In Whitmore, in Michigan, she's an utter communist disaster.
Did you see what she is requiring restaurants to do?
Yeah, they're required to register everyone that goes in.
Name. It's like Soviet style. Hey, what's your name?
KGB.
What's your phone
number? Now, did you see her picture that in her office? It says Gov, and it looks like it's a Soviet-style communist. Oh, yeah, let me show it to you.
She's a piece
we
of work.
We posted this on the Brown Report before. I hope you see it, because dear Lord, we don't see anything anymore. It's absolutely crazy. Let's see here. I sent it to my wife the other day because – oh, there we go. The Gov.
Oh, that does look – it shows it.
All right, let's see. Let's see. There we go. Maybe you see it.
Oh, it does look like one of those.
It is Soviet style, Stalinist.
Let's go to work.
Lenin.
Let's go to work.
No, it's not let's go to work. Let's let my husband go on a boat while there's a quarantine going on. Because what's good for me is not good for you. That's a damn communist. And people laugh at it sometimes, but I'm an individual liberty and freedom kind of guy. You know what? If you want to take risk and go outside and go places and you get sick, as what? That's on you. That's on you. All right? That's called freedom, liberty, the ability to do things. Oh, speaking of that.
We got these this weekend. So, I mean, they should be still good.
Jeez. You're trying
my
to,
mom
you're trying to kill my ass.
Maybe.
All right, see. Freedom never tastes so good.
They're soft, which is good.
Yeah. I mean, soft is good in some reasons, but some not. I mean, ask your wife, right?
What can I say, Matt?
It's so good to see you, Bill.
I miss you.
It is so good.
I so missed you.
I miss you, Chip.
I'm still waiting for North Carolina to pop up. Not popping up.
Mm. Yeah.
Georgia. So Trump 54-44, Florida.
What are we are reporting
50.4.
What's our reporting numbers?
Pennsylvania. Oh, wow. I'm not even going to talk about that.
Those are cities.
Here's Georgia. 54.5 to Trump, 44.5.
And when you look at voting history, it's been red since 08. I mean, I expect Trump to win Georgia.
The only problem is the area around Atlanta, Savannah.
Here's the thing. Wow. Aren't all these big cities Democrat ran and they're shitholes? I mean, if you're gonna board up your city because of an election, no matter who wins, and you're ran by Democrats, that just is a sign that your city is ran by a bunch of damn corrupt ass people. Because they won't let the police. They won't let the sheriff.
Is that like a verb? I'm going to sheriff.
Yeah. I mean, you know, don't let the police go to the sheriff.
Never heard that.
Or don't let the deputy sheriff.
Okay.
It's new. It's new.
It's new.
It's 2020.
Word.
We're making words up. And by the way, my Trump flag's back there. I was flying it around town, okay? And we live in Polk County. I mean, we're pretty red.
It's like all Trump everywhere.
There was an ambulance running, okay? Lights going. And they saw my flag, and they beat their horn at
me.
I swear.
Winning.
So good. It's so good.
I'm still looking. Still seeing if I get more data.
This cookie is actually really good.
Yeah. My mom brought those down.
You know what? Thanks, Mom. Appreciate that. And Mom's a big fan of us.
She is.
She's a huge fan of us.
I'm surprised she didn't ask to come over.
You know what? We could have Mom over. Hey, Mom. Mom, if you're watching live, call in. We want to talk to you.
She's not gonna call in.
Why not?
Say, Mom, if anybody is watching, give us a call at 516-531-9316.
Call us.
You can also like us on Parler, find us on Facebook, Instagram.
If you find us on Facebook, they might tell you not to like us.
It's freaking ridiculous. So you got Facebook. If you want to listen to any of our past podcasts, you know, we got iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify.
Yeah, it's like we're on the major platforms.
Dude, I am. It's like dropping cookie everywhere. Is this trash or is this?
Yeah, throw it in there. My wife's going to murder you.
I can see
you
that.
Throw it in the trash can. Okay, I'll
I'm not
murdered.
Throwing it in there. I'm not going to murder
you. You know what I did in that can? I threw a banana peel at the bottom of it. My wife went nuts.
Isn't this your office?
This is my office.
Why would she care?
Because it's her trash can.
Oh.
She cares.
Who bought it?
She did. That's why she cares. So I threw a banana peel at the bottom of it. It got really sticky, really nasty. So bad move. Honey, if you're watching.
This is tough, man. They're not. I don't know, man.
Georgia 56-43 with 18 in. I mean, it's not bad right now.
So total is 91-67 for electoral votes.
But remember, a lot of the Northeast has been counted for Biden.
Right.
Because you know what they like? They like lockdowns. They like socialism. They like shithole cities.
I think it all comes back down to like this weird safety.
Safety of
they,
what?
They want safety of what? I don't know, but they. I think a lot of people on the left want to be coddled.
They're coddled. But here's the thing. They're coddled. Here's the thing. They get coddled and their cities get burned. Remember Baltimore years ago? All the riots?
With Freddie Gray? Or what was it? Freddie?
I think it was Freddie. What,
Freddie got in the back of the ambulance. For the back of the cop.
Yeah. They burned down whole city blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore's a shithole. Okay? It honestly is. Ran by Democrats for generations. They continue to run that to a shithole. Oh, let's keep voting Democrat. Why the fuck do you keep electing these people?
I don't know.
Nothing gets better. You live in a shithole full of drugs, you know, riots. Then they say fuck the police.
Right.
But you're in danger every fucking day of your life.
They want to call the cops whenever they need them.
Yeah.
So if I was a cop, I'd be like, no.
Then they don't want to cooperate.
Trump's still looking okay in North Carolina. Still doing decent in Florida. God, what is up with these South? Are these South?
Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach.
They're just going to, like, carpet bag and just drop votes in at the last minute.
I mean, it's voter fraud.
See, I don't understand, like, if you look up near, like, Escambia County, Santa Rosa County,
mm-hmm.
Well, I'm showing percentages, but there's zero reporting it.
I think it's the website. It's the website. Because they might have one polling station in the entire county.
I mean, up in Pensacola, I mean, it's pretty, Panama
Pensacola,
City and all that. It's
yeah.
pretty,
yeah, there's some.
There's a lot of population
yeah.
in that part.
I am really concerned of a Joe Biden presidency. And I'll come back to this again. $5 gallon gas. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine how that would destroy our food prices?
Oh, my God. Plus, then you get the $15 minimum wage is going up, so that's going to add to inflation.
It doesn't help anybody.
No, because everything's going to be raised up.
Yes.
So the level you're at now,
the floor is going to go up. It's going to go up. And think about the people that make $16, $17, $18 an hour, okay? They've worked really hard to get to that point in their lives, right? They've worked extremely hard. Let's say they got a college education, they got trade school, they did something in their lives to get way above the minimum wage. All you're doing is punishing them
right.
for trying to do better for themselves.
It's like with education, things like that. They always pay like the new people, or even better analogy, you go get a new cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
You have like, I don't know, Sprint, whatever company, you see these great advertisements. Yeah. Oh my God, I can get this so cheap.
New customer.
Yeah, it's a new customer. Like that's why is that fair?
How is it fair? Because they're talking about these communists like Kamala Harris is like talking about communism all the time. She's like, we're gonna talk about equality of outcomes. That's communist propaganda. So you're telling me that I can have a bachelor's degree and someone with a high school education gets to pay the same as me because that's equality of outcome, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get paid the same no matter what happens. That's Soviet communist propaganda.
Well, she's been getting hit on for posting that video. It's like blatant in your face.
She is a complete idiot. And here's the thing. Did you know that she didn't even get into one primary? She dropped before even got into
there's
the primary.
There's not one vote.
Not one vote. They put a Soviet-style communist as the VP pick.
So what's going to happen if Joe Biden does win, heaven forbid, Inauguration Day comes and goes. A week later, she pulls the cabinet, says, hey, we have to get rid of Joe. He doesn't know what he's doing. 25th Amendment. Boom, she's in.
That's
not a conspiracy. That is exactly what Nancy Pelosi was doing.
Yeah, it wasn't for Trump. It was never for Trump.
It was 100% for
Joe Biden.
What other state do you want to see?
Let's see. Do we have Ohio there?
Yeah. don't know if Ohio, I think, closes.
They should. Well, it should be 7 o'clock.
I think they're 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it'll be 8 o'clock hour time.
So what we've got right now, we got North Carolina. It's 13% of the vote in. Donald Trump, 57.4 to Joe Biden, 41.7.
Trump won it in 16, so hopefully he keeps it.
Got Georgia, 19% of the vote in, 56 to 42, President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Florida, going back to Florida, 88% of the vote in, Donald Trump, 50.7.
Oh, my God.
48.5. Pennsylvania.
It's very
it's
early.
4%.
It's very early.
I'm just like looking at the county maps.
There's a lot of 0% in there.
But if you're in Pennsylvania with 4%, Joe Biden's 81%.
You know, Philly and Pittsburgh will go Biden because they like to live under socialist propaganda, apparently.
Oh, that's not good.
That's really.
Ohio, 49% of the votes in. Joe Biden, 56.2 to 42.6. Now, one of the things we don't know is, you know, I'm not super familiar with the counties of Ohio, mm-hmm. but if you look up in the Cleveland area, you know, like Lake County, Trumbull County is a pretty big county. You know, they're all pretty blue.
Here's the thing. If these people, they're voting for Joe Biden, a dementia patient that's a racist. He's a racist.
Oh, yeah, he is.
So
he's done eulogy and talks. He spoke at
Robert
Burns' funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Half the stuff. I can't even read his quotes during the Senate back when he said the N-word.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get in trouble for saying it.
In a Senate committee meeting. Mm-hmm. Televised.
Yep.
Televised.
Talking about he doesn't want his kids to go to a racial jungle with, you know,
schools. So he was against busing. He was against integration.
So it's
He said that Barack Obama was the first articulate, clean black person that he's ever seen.
Look at St. Pete, Pinellas County. Folks, if you don't live in Florida, Pinellas County
wow.
is extreme. That's St. Pete. That is an extremely, extremely liberal or corrupt.
mm-hmm.
But they're 100% in, 49.6, Joe Biden, 49.4, Donald Trump.
That's a really good sign.
That's huge.
That's a good
there.
Sign.
Hillsborough, 52 to 46. That's kind of expected. Polk County still reporting. So we're still getting numbers in, folks.
Where are we at? 88% in?
50.7 to 48.5. It's close.
It is close. So. Ohio still reporting.
North Carolina.
I think some of the North Carolina, the bigger cities have come in.
Yep.
You'll see Asheville, bigger city in North Carolina, go Biden. It's typical.
One of the big things is, I'm trying to find.
It's funny how these big cities with these Democrats that are running them, they love to say, you know, the people that live in the suburbs are like, you know, deplorables, or as Biden said, we're chumps.
Mm-hmm.
Why do their values have to be our values? Why do we continue to allow them to say that we're these terrible people while we're the ones that are paying the taxes
right.
for the cities to be mismanaged? Because I'm telling you right now, a lot of these cities have a lot of people that aren't paying taxes.
You got Mecklenburg County. Doesn't tell me what the percent is in North Carolina. Looks like a pretty healthy amount of the vote is in, though. It's about a little over 500,000.
Yeah.
I mean, Joe Biden's got it 68 to 29%, but that was to be expected in Mecklenburg County.
Okay, folks, remember, if you want to call in tonight, 516-531-9316. I know some of y'all people are shy. You don't want to be on the air. Listen, you don't have to give us your name or wherever you're calling from. Just tell us what's in your mind. We would love to hear from you tonight on the Broward Live program as we talk all things politics. Let's see here. Let's go through the page and let's see what we posted, because I think there's interesting stuff that I would like to go over with y'all tonight.
Are we going to be banned from even pulling up the page?
Dear Lord, help me. We're always getting banned for some damn reason. Oh, I got my hair cut today, and my barber, Lucas, great guy, small business owner, has two barber shops now at Lakeland. He was like, I showed him that. It's like, oh my God, when I got that message from one of our fans saying, hey, I get this pop-up.
It's ridiculous.
I'm telling you right now, if Biden wins, it is because of the fucking suppression free speech on Facebook and Twitter.
It's been unbelievable.
It's an in-kind donation to the Democrats. I'm telling you right now, it should be investigated. There should be arrests because that is suppression.
Right.
Absolute
They're
suppression.
They're not supposed to be publishers.
We are so suppressed on the fan page right now. I can't even pay Facebook money to boost my post. They won't even take my money.
That's all going to change after tomorrow, so it doesn't matter.
I know. I'm going to get COVID's going to be a problem, and my Facebook page will no longer be a problem starting tomorrow.
Nope.
So very interesting stuff here. We got a bunch of comments here. Let's look at some comments here. Let's see. John says, is that Sederberg?
Who's that?
John? John Locke.
John Locke. What's up, buddy? Pastor John you're up in Illinois, right? Yeah, give us a call, John.
Come on, John.
The number is 516-531-9316. Love to see you, brother.
And let's see here. Polk County is great. They have Grady Judd. Absolutely.
I love Grady Judd. Best sheriff in the country.
Yep. Don't mess with Polk County.
He reminds me of Joe, was it Arpaio?
Arpaio.
Arpaio over in Maricopa County in Arizona.
Yep. Definitely. All right. So if you go to the Broward Facebook page, which I encourage you to do because apparently you don't see it in the newsfeed, you literally have to try to find it. You know, someone told me they tried to find the page and they couldn't find it.
How was that banned? How was the
– the search was banned in Facebook.
Is that during the time when we were suppressed?
2 days ago.
2 days ago.
2 days ago, they couldn't find it. Your page is at risk of being unpublished. They keep threatening us. It is just it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Oh, Keith Olbermann.
He's a piece of shit.
He says roundly slammed for awful tweet comparing Trump to whiny little Kuta Kinte.
I hate him. He's a
Oh my god. He should have stuck to sports. Because, I mean, he is one of the worst human beings ever. He honestly is.
Are these counties are just, like, stopped. Everything. Now, folks, everything is pretty much halted. Not halted, but a lot of stuff, a lot of the raw data is not coming in right now. So,
oh, man, this is craziness. And someone posted Joe Biden attacking Donald Trump in a headlock, and we posted it on the Briar Report page. Only 14 reactions to it. It's crazy. Will
Trump,
we get thousands
Trump
of reactions?
Arkansas.
Yeah, well, go Bill Clinton State.
Get her done.
Oh.
But I'm looking at just the big – what time Texas is closing, what, at 9 o'clock?
Texas might be closed already. They're Central Time.
Central Time.
Yeah, so let's check on Texas real quick.
President Trump needs Georgia.
Georgia?
Needs Texas. And I know a lot of the Democrats are hoping, and it's not going to be, hopefully it's not this election cycle, probably the next, what, 8-10 years,
yeah.
Texas will be blue. Because the idiots are fleeing California, Washington, Oregon, because of high taxes, the crime.
High regulations, high taxes, the crime. Your cities are burning. Then you go
So
vote.
You go to another state that doesn't have the state income tax like Florida.
Yep.
Our economy's doing well.
Yep.
And they come in and just
you're bringing your issues. It's like when they say don't New York my Florida.
Don't New York my Florida.
You leave a place like that to, and even retirees, they leave there. They take their pensions here and they start voting Democrat.
People are idiots.
I mean, it's like leaving North Korea than voting for a communist.
Texas, Joe Biden is ahead, 50.2 to 48.5,
well,
47% of voting.
Let's see if we can get something coming up here. It's amazing that people will vote to destroy the economy. Joe Biden says he's going to raise your taxes.
And he will raise your taxes.
He will bring Biden care to you, but you can keep your doctor.
So Trump's still ahead in Florida, only 88% still in. I haven't seen – numbers aren't moving too much.
No,
Georgia's still 56 to 42.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania, 5% in. That's not worth reporting. Nope. North Carolina started to close the gap, 65% in, but Joe Biden is leading 53-45.
There's a lot of counties that are pink right now that are going to turn red.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of votes coming in.
And they're still looking at Mecklenburg. That's the big county right here. It's only 4% in. So
if we get Joe Biden, you're going to get higher crime, higher taxes, higher regulation. Your 401ks will be shot. China will own us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I'm gonna say this, Bill. It's because the social media companies made a decision to go after pages like ours, Breitbart Report, so we could educate the voters of what's actually going on.
Yep.
So you have billionaires that want to destroy our country. But George Soros is the Zuckerbergs.
Oh, all the
homeless guy from Twitter. Looks like he's a homeless guy.
Oh, what's that? Jack Dorsey?
Yeah, it looks like he's homeless.
Jack Dorsey. What other states you want to stay at? South Carolina?
Yep, South Carolina. That's important. Lindsey Graham's race is there as well for Senate. Did you notice how much money was being thrown for these Democrats?
There's like 2 million voters in South Carolina, and they put like 50. The guy raised like 50 freaking million dollars. Like,
yeah, because it was super PAC money.
Well, they want to get rid of Lindsey Graham. They want to do everything possible to flip the Senate.
They do. Because they're going to sack the Supreme Court and destroy our country. They want to destroy our country. I'm sorry, folks, but that's what they want to do. They want to fundamentally change our country into a socialist banana republic.
Here is a report from Florida, some shenanigans in Orange County.
Of course.
Which is Disney. So Disney, yeah, that's Orange County.
Disney.
Mm-hmm. First thing in Orange County, Florida, is a report of voter turnout rate of more than 100% on Tuesday.
Oh, my God. Just like what happened in Pennsylvania, right? It was that Pennsylvania where they had all the higher than 100% voter turnout?
Yeah.
Was it Philadelphia?
That's right. It has to be Philadelphia.
The city of Broadway, voter fraud.
Trump's ahead in 52% to 46%.
Here's a good thing about that. That means Lindsey Graham's going to win. Voting down the ticket.
Ohio's making me nervous. North Carolina's making me nervous. Texas is making me nervous.
Well, Texas is very early in reporting. There's some counties that haven't even reported a thing yet.
So 47% in. Georgia's looking good. It's still only 19%. Trump still had 50.8 to 48 in Florida.
Oh my God! If Biden wins, you're committing suicide.
I'll be shocked.
It's national suicide.
It is. That's why.
It's national suicide. It honestly is. I mean, you want this country to become a socialist. It's not even a republic anymore. They're going to sack the courts. They're going to change the electoral college where states that have been traditionally red would have no power at all. Zero power. That's what they want.
But it's nice to a young man. So it's,
it is. But I'm telling the truth here. That's what they want. That's what they want. They want late-term abortions. They want to abort babies 9 months old. 9 months in the womb. That's what they want. But they said they're going to protect seniors. How can you trust a party of abortion on demand to save you? How can you trust Cuomo in New York that sent COVID patients back to assisted living facilities and nursing homes and let them die? When President Trump was building ventilators he was also getting one of the naval hospital ships.
Mercy or Comfort, one
yes.
of those. Yep.
He also had 10 hospital cities set up for all these COVID patients.
They could have went there. They didn't have to go to the nursing homes.
Correct. Cuomo let them die. Cuomo did that. A governor from New York that's a Democrat. New Jersey did the same thing. Pennsylvania did the same thing. Michigan did it.
I don't know what that Pennsylvania, that health official, I can't.
Man, woman, I don't know.
I don't know what it is.
But that person, that's the health person, made sure that their mother was not put back in a nursing home.
Nope. Put her in a hotel. Put her in a hotel, kept her alive.
Remember, what is good for you is not good for me. That's how it works when you got communists running things. Oh, Trump's looking pretty good in South Carolina.
So early.
But it's been red 08, 12, and 16. So
I think Richland County is Columbus. Columbia.
Okay. All right.
And I know Richland. This is funny. The reason why I know Richland County.
Yeah.
They took my all-time favorite show of TV, Live PD.
Oh, yeah.
And they're always in Richland County in Columbia. These people are like, if you want drugs, Richland County.
Here's the thing. Everyone's like, I want transparency in my police department, my sheriff's department. I want body cameras. I want cameras. It's on TV. I got cameras on TV. Take it off me. I don't want to see it anymore. I want to see stuff on TV.
Right.
I don't want to see the cameras. Why do you want the cameras?
It makes no sense, Matt.
You wanted to see it. It's fucking live.
Yeah.
I want to see the cameras. I want to see the footage. It's live.
But when they show the footage, they don't want you to see the
footage. I don't want to see it. It's scary. I don't want to see the police. They scare me. They don't fucking call them.
So Washington Examiner, Donald Trump's campaign team is still feeling good about turnout in key states, including some Trump country counties. So one of the things, you know, what drives me crazy is, you know, with the media and stuff and the access that we have, we don't have access to any internal, like, deep polling and, like, the actual numbers are coming in. So I am sure both the presidential campaigns have really dug deep and know a lot about what's going on because, you know, you had Joe Biden re-campaigning in places that should have been a really safe area for him. So
Michigan. They thought Michigan was safe. They thought Pennsylvania was safe. But here's the thing. He always goes to Pennsylvania because it's right by Delaware. It's not because he really likes Pennsylvania. It's like a hop and a skip away from where he lives.
It's right across the border.
He goes to Scranton. Is that what it is?
Scranton. That's where the office is like takes place, right?
Dunder Mifflin, Scranton. That's what he wants to do. But he doesn't really care about the people of Pennsylvania. He says, we're going to end fracking. We're going to do it. What a gas bucket.
I'm still looking.
But I'm going to have cars. I'm going to have a car drive-in rally.
They're the most ridiculous things in the world.
Beat my heart. Bring Obama. Let's get Obama back in here. Hate that guy.
So,
I'm Obama.
A lot of people are still saying Trump's going to win Pennsylvania.
Damn right. You should vote for your job. Coal miners and fracking. Can you imagine those people losing all their jobs?
Yeah. I don't think that people are.
Good paying jobs.
I don't know if people actually believe it could possibly happen.
It's a national security issue.
We cannot afford to be dependent on Saudi Arabia, Iran, Russia, any of these countries.
Venezuela. It is a national security issue. See, that's a problem, Bill. If we were allowed to have If we were actually allowed to have reach on Facebook, we can help people make better decisions. But we're banned constantly. Remember, over 5 million people saw our post in August. 5 million! 5 million! Now we're down to 300,000 reach a month, if that. I think that's lucky because that's prior post.
Yeah.
We're getting destroyed. Our country's under attack by social media companies. Google, the alphabet company, whatever they're called nowadays.
No new calls, still Biden 91 electoral votes, Trump 73.
Oh, well, let's see what I got here. I got a touch screen here. Is that cool or what?
Well, you're not touching
the screen. No callers, what the hell?
You're not touching the screen, Matt.
I am.
You're touching, put your hand down.
There you go. See? Listen, if you want to talk, 516-531-9316. And I know you're watching. I know you're listening. You might be pissed off right now. I've been yelling.
Sorry.
I'm not yelling at you, folks. Oh, that map's looking pretty damn red in Florida.
It's getting there.
It's getting there.
Some of these counties, I'm looking at just the counties I've never heard of some of these counties instead of Florida. Georgia's still looking good for Trump. North Carolina tightening up 69% of the votes
I still think North Carolina's going to go Trump.
There looks like there's a lot of pink counties that only have 17%, 0% of the vote in.
I think it's
6% of the vote in.
It's going to go Trump.
South Carolina. We're 47, Biden, Trump 51.
Mm-hmm. By the way, this cookie is absolutely delicious.
I'm leaving these for, you can give one to your wife and your daughter.
Oh, thank you.
If you want.
Thank you. That is actually really damn delicious.
So we're actually looking,
Oh, here. If you want to put your crumbs in this.
Yes.
Perfect. See? Problem solving.
Guys, I've been putting these crumbs on this nice table mat or this desk.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to throw it in this trash can next to me because I don't want the
I'll just blame you for it. Don't worry.
Perfect. Of course.
And I have to blame you because I live with her.
Happy wife, happy life.
Exactly.
You can't take the blame for that.
No, I can't. I can't afford to. So, interesting meme that we shared. Hating your country is like hating your parents and still living in their home. Move out and be happy somewhere else.
Sure. Yeah. If you don't like this country, leave. If you want to turn it into a socialist hellhole, now this is where it gets some more conspiracy stuff.
Oh going. God, here we go.
The United Nations, was it Agenda 2030 and the Great Reset? Have you heard of the Great Reset from the International Monetary Fund?
Yes.
They want to reset the global economy.
Yeah.
Get rid of traditional capitalism.
Yeah.
Basically, a one world government thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
They're openly talking, and you can research it. The International Monetary Fund is called the Great Reset. That's why I think a lot of these lockdowns, getting people accustomed to being told, controlled. You know, these major states like Europe.
It was a test. It was a test, right? And by the way, that's the new Golden Doodle Banks.
Banks is cute.
Yeah, he's cute. He can be a lot of times. So if you hear some barking, it's my new dog. Got Buddy and I got Banks. Yep. And he's barking. He's barking at me right now. Look at him. Oh, hey, Banks. What's up? All right.
Okay. This is good. This is good, guys. Palm Beach County is almost already reported in at 94%. Broward is at 94%. Dade is at 71%. Trump is still 50.9 to 48.2. Hi, Bud.
All right. Buddy's in.
Nobody can see Buddy.
I know, but we got Banks.
Banks. Dude, you're carrying Banks like a baby.
Well, Banks is 20 pounds.
Hi, Banks. My dog, when I get home, is going to lose her shit.
Yep.
Lose her mind.
All right, here's Banks. Banks, say hi to all the folks.
Banks. Hey, boy.
He's a golden doodle. He's awesome.
Come on, put your hand up here, buddy.
Buddy. Here, we'll do this.
Buddy.
Buddy's ran.
Buddy's gone.
Buddy's gone.
We love you, buddy.
All right. So what we got? South Carolina's looking still good.
13% in, 51.6%. President Trump, 47.1%. Joe Biden. Texas, 47% of the vote in. It's 50.1% Joe Biden to 48.6% President Trump.
All right, Banks. You can go.
Ohio still spooks me, dude. Ohio's spooking me. 55.3% for Joe Biden, 43.5% for Donald Trump. 50% of the votes, 52%.
But look, go back to Ohio for a second, I think. And we're looking at the Fox News results. So if you want to look live as we're doing it as well, you're going to see it's very pink.
If you look down at the...
You're looking at very liberal cities, Cleveland, Toledo, Cincinnati. But most of the state...
is red.
It's going to be red. So hopefully the people in the suburbs and the country get out the vote. Georgia's looking really good right now.
So it's going to be interesting to see over the next.
Look, Trump's up 2.7% right now in Florida.
Yep.
2.7%.
Okay. And what was the margin?
It was
less than that.
It was less than 1%, I think. So Trump's looking better so far. I mean, I can't complain.
You know, the thing that's giving me hope with Florida is the Broward, Palm Beach counties.
Yeah.
A lot of their votes is in, and it's going to be hard for Joe Biden to catch that up.
I'm back, folks.
You just like walk around?
I was walking around. Sort of like, you know, keep my fitness up, my quarantine fitness. Also, my golden noodle grinder Lego.
I like fitness, pizza in my mouth.
Oh,
pizza, not penis. Did I say penis? I did.
You might.
I did. Oh, you know, actually, I was going to start like some Jeffrey Toobin, like kind of bit, but no, that's.
Toobin Lubin.
Lubin with Toobin.
Can you imagine that guy didn't get fired?
It would be like this right now. We're doing the show. All right.
And Tubin, Tubin's alive.
I'm like zipping my pants down.
Tubin's alive on the Bar Report feed. And he's like, I'm going to unzip it and whip it out on you. How did he not get fired for sexual harassment?
You know, if it was a Republican, they'd been done.
Dude, it's 2020. We live in the weirdest world ever.
Hashtag me too.
That is like, yeah, women are on that Zoom call. He just sexually harassed women.
If I've seen video. I don't know if it's the actual video, but the one girl's like losing her mind laughing her head off.
Mm-hmm.
She's down in the bottom corner like freaking out.
So this dude doesn't realize he's on video, and he's like just whipping it out because he's bored.
Yeah.
What the hell? Oh, we saw someone go red.
Oh, this one county. One county in South Carolina. Chesterfield, you're 100% in.
Wow. All right. It went red.
So South Carolina's looking for Donald Trump so far. He's closing the gap in Texas, so he should. Ohio makes me nervous.
Yeah, I want to read something.
North Carolina's making me nervous, Matt.
There was a girl in her high school yearbook. Allison Henning said, "We no longer surrender this country or its people to the false song of globalism, Donald J. Trump. In this country for young people, there's still a little bit of hope left."
But a lot of the youth are this dream of some utopia not going to happen.
They are being lied to. That's not how real life works. I'll give you free health insurance, free health care. It's not free.
I'm paying for it. You're paying for it. Everybody's paying for it. Everything you buy, if you want free stuff, it's not free, but free education.
Doctors need to make money. Doctors have liability insurance, malpractice insurance. Doctors go through 8 years of school, okay? They have to go through internships. They maybe open up their own practice. How is it fair for them to be told, hey, there's going to be one time – they want single payer. They want one health insurance in the entire country. And Joe Biden promised free health care for 15 – million illegal aliens, but we got to pay for it.
Right,
we're going to pay for it.
That's something I didn't sign up for.
No,
I'm not signing up to pay for people that don't want to work.
Here's the thing: if liberals care so much about it, put up your fucking money. All that money that all these liberals got for these super PACs, for these Democrats, all this money coming from the East Coast and West Coast trying to affect these other races throughout the country. Just give the money to charity and let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Do the work. But they'd rather undermine our entire country. It's a sad situation. North Carolina's going to go red, dude.
I don't know. I'm looking at Mecklenburg County. The Mecklenburg County is the big one. That's Charlotte. There's only 21% of the votes in. There's a million plus people in Mecklenburg.
Well, we just had some more red going there. But if you look at the overall vote counts, it's only like 205,000 difference with a lot of pink still on there. Georgia.
56 to 43% President
with
Trump.
A lot of pink that hasn't even been completed yet.
A lot of counties haven't even been reporting yet. So it's going to – I don't know if we're going to see a result tonight. 90% of the votes in. Now he's up 3.1% in Florida. President Trump is.
I think Trump's going to get Florida.
He should get Florida. Miami is at 71% of the votes in. Broward and Palm Beach is 94%, and that's key. Broward President Trump is performing better than he did against Hillary Clinton in Miami-Dade.
There's a 300,000 difference.
So right now, it's Joe Biden's at 53%.
86,000 difference with 70-something percent in.
Right. And Hillary Clinton had 65% in that county. Hillsborough County's 99% in. President Trump, 52-46. He's
Tampa,
actually doing better.
Tampa's very liberal.
Pinellas County is Pinellas is totally shocked me.
Oh, Alachua, Gainesville's there. University of Florida, a lot of liberals.
Gadsden? Never heard of Gadsden.
That is outside of Tallahassee, near Leon. It's right beside Leon. A lot of people live there that commute in Tallahassee.
And Tallahassee is 92% of the vote. And I think we could probably say that President Trump is going to...
Trump's up by 3.1%.
And we saw a lot of the vote coming in from... Still a lot of pink out there.
A lot of pink. Panhandle's going to turn pretty much red except for Leon County. That will turn blue. Jacksonville is 4% up for Biden, but not a big gap. 18,000 votes.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Not a big gap. You got the three liberal counties, Palm Beach. You got Broward and Miami-Dade. They're almost all the way in. I don't think there's enough coming out of Southeast Florida to turn this.
It's about 400,000 vote difference right now.
I think we can pretty much call this Trump wins Florida.
Trump should win Florida. Georgia, 56.2 to 42.7, 33%.
I think Georgia goes Trump as well.
Macon. Why would you? There's only, three there? I'm getting all, excited, Macon. Look at the county. Macon is at 3,000 votes in.
Macon is not that big of a county if you think about it. It's really not.
Where's Cobb?
Cobb County. That's a good question.
It's up here in blue. It has to be blue.
If you look at the blue over there, it's probably
Fulton
Athens.
County, Georgia, 17% in. Cobb County, Joe Biden, 63%. President Trump, 35%.
I'm looking at Georgia, though, Bill. It's a lot of pink. And it's going to turn
There's
red.
There's a lot of votes that are not even.
It's going to turn red. And I pretty much can say this right now. I'm calling Georgia for Trump.
Let's see if anything else has been called on Fox News. Biden's 129-94% or 129-94 electoral votes.
Biden 129?
Yeah. Trump 94.
Do we have a map on there? Is there a map?
No.
No map. What?
You would think there'd be a map that you can
call. On the map! Where? Let's see if we can find a map.
Ohio looks like 81% is going to go for. Fox News is clicking 81% chance that Biden's going to win Ohio. 95% that Biden's going to win the presidency.
95%.
That's from Fox News.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So it's going to be interesting.
Wow.
Let me see if I can find any of the map.
I mean, if people want socialism, $5 down gas, and poverty, I mean, that's what you're voting for.
Mm-hmm.
You're not voting for unicorns and rainbows. Something's got to be paid for. Someone has to pay for it. Oh, let's see if we can find an electoral map.
Arizona just closed. Nothing's being reported yet. Florida's still too close.
All right, here we got an electoral map. All right. So North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Wyoming are GOP. Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Indiana, West Virginia. Florida and Georgia are pink. All Michigan's in pink. So we might get Michigan. Maine is pink. So, good lines there. Texas is still too close to all right now. Oh, boy. This is crazy.
I'm glad I'm not watching Fox News right now. I'd be, throwing stuff at the TV.
All right. It's not even worth throwing stuff at that TV. Not especially at my house. I don't see you breaking my TV.
Yeah. I'm just going through. All
Here, I'll let you have the mouse. You can
call right now.
It is early still in this bad boy. I would not Trump up 3.1% still. Trump up 14 points in Georgia. Always had some called Trump. Three counties, 100%, and for Trump.
For Ohio, with Fox News saying it's about 80% chance that he's going to win. Ohio, that's Joe Biden.
Oh, my God.
Joe Biden is projected going to – Fox News says they're going to – chance he's going to win Ohio. Michigan, 15% of the votes in Michigan. Trump is at 57%, Biden 41%. Minnesota, Iowa, you got all these states still that are we have a long night, folks.
We have I think it's going to be a very long night in terms of watching and waiting for who's going to win.
Now, are you going to stay up all night and watch?
Probably not. I got better things to do. I got a life to live.
I don't know what's up with Pennsylvania. They've been sitting like 10% reporting for like.
Let me tell you why. They don't start counting till the polls because they don't do any early counting in Pennsylvania. That's the reason why. Florida allows early counting.
Right.
So if the votes come in early, mail in or absentee, they can count them.
Joe Biden might flip Texas.
I don't think he's going to flip Texas. There's a lot of pink there.
He's going to flip Ohio.
No, he's not. There's a lot of pink in there. Go back to Ohio real quick. Let's look at some of these counties. Go to the pink ones. Look at this. Look. Low reporting.
But you need to look at Cuyahoga. This is Cleveland.
Okay. 0%, but go to the county below it, right beside Cleveland. 100% already in. Goes to the blue one. 100% in. Okay.
But look at the population. The amount of
it's done. That's done. They're 100% in. But look at these other pink ones. Very low. Very low. They're all trending Trump. Do not count Trump out in that. 80+% of that map is pink. Trump leading with very low reporting. I'm thinking that he's going to win. Look at Florida, how it's filling in right now.
51.2% to 47.9%. Trump needs to win Florida. He needs to win Pennsylvania. He needs to keep Ohio.
I'm still thinking he's going to win Ohio.
Okay. North Carolina starting to fill in a little bit more. Mecklenburg still 21% in. I don't know if these liberal counties just hold their ballots.
They hold them.
Until like the last minute.
Try to scare people. Scare tactics.
It's like Palm Beach, Broward are still just chilling. Miami-Dade hasn't moved in a while.
90% in. Trump has he's moved up even more.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that? Almost with 3.3% now.
Yep.
So 3.3% ahead. I can say with pretty good confidence, because he only won by 1% last time in Florida, he's going to win Florida.
He should win Florida.
He's going to win Florida. I've got a good feeling about Ohio.
What about Pennsylvania, Matt?
Too early. We're 9% in. We're 9% in. They're still counting votes. A lot of these big cities probably already reported. There's a lot of pink and there's a lot of white where they don't even have anything really in yet.
Yeah, I'm from this area. I'm from Allegheny County. Originally.
Very Democrat.
Westmoreland is trending Trump. When you get down to Fayette County, you know, the southern counties, you know, they're going to have.
But why do they vote that way? Because the Democrats got rid of the steel industry. We're bringing it back.
You have no idea. I have no idea.
That boggles
the mind.
Great paying jobs.
They outpriced themselves, shipped the jobs to China.
Yeah. And they lost their jobs.
Jones.
The Pittsburgh Steelers shouldn't be the Pittsburgh Steelers anymore. They should be the Pittsburgh Outsourcers.
They're 7-0, though. They're kicking some butt.
The only thing that's kicking butt is going to be the Steelers, not the steel industry after Joe Biden's in.
My dream Super Bowl would be Steelers, Tampa. I'm from Pittsburgh. Still love the Steelers.
Oh, I'm thinking Tampa.
I do like Tampa.
Tampa and Kansas City.
That'd be good.
But we got to think about it. You got Kansas City, number one offense, pretty much. Actually, Tampa Bay.
Probably. After
it's very, it's up there. But I'm thinking Tampa Bay over – oh, there we go. Polk just went completely red. There we go.
Yeah, 57.1 to 42.1% in Polk County. Get her, Dan.
Yep.
Actually, Donald Trump did pretty darn good in Hillsborough County with 99% of the vote in. Joe Biden, 52.8. Donald Trump, 46.1.
Not bad.
So we're still waiting for –
we're waiting for the
drop.
We're waiting for the cemeteries. We're waiting on the cemeteries.
See if there's any other updates. Still 129 electoral votes for Biden, 94%, 94 for Trump.
Craziness. Let's see here. Let's take a look at that map. Let's see if there's any updates on that electoral map that we're looking at. We're looking at it from Fox5DC.com. Still no real change. They're saying New York to go dim. God, man. After all those people died.
And then your cities are dead. Look at New York City. It's like dead.
Maybe it's because all the people moved to Florida.
Probably.
And they are now voting in Florida. So New York was a lost cause anyways, but all those people that moved from New York to Florida – there were Republicans and fled. We got their votes, and that's why we're going to win by 3% in Florida. Can you imagine that is the difference?
That would be amazing.
So they did New York or Florida.
If that's the case,
they did not New York or Florida.
They can New York to Florida if you're voting that Republican.
So wouldn't that be amazing if that was the situation?
Possible. Trump's still looking good in
South Carolina, which I think is good for Lindsey Graham.
He's coming up in Texas.
I'm telling you right now, Bill, Texas is going to go Trump.
Ohio is I think, not going to win Ohio.
North Carolina, it's closing in.
It's closing in.
A lot of pink in there, man.
I was still going to go back to Mecklenburg. Only 21% of the votes counting.
There,
that is a huge – have you ever driven through Mecklenburg County?
No, what is it? But
Charlotte.
Bunch of rich liberals.
Charlotte.
Yeah.
And the whole area – I mean, it's
wait,
gorgeous.
So you're talking about all the businesses that are there.
Yep.
They will vote against themselves.
Yeah.
They'll vote for their tax cuts to be gone, and they'll vote for their taxes to be raised.
Georgia's looking good, 56 to 42.
Trump's still up in Florida.
Pennsylvania. 9% in, still way too early there.
Early. South Carolina is looking really good right now.
Texas
is closing the gap. Texas, you're going to be seeing a lot of Houston. And here's the
Houston, what's is that? That is,
go back to Texas.
That county is that Harris County? I think Harris County is Houston.
Yeah, I think it's Houston right there. Yes. I think Harris County is Houston.
And that's a typically liberal county.
You know why it's liberal now, right? After Hurricane Katrina, a lot of people fled Louisiana and New Orleans and went and relocated to Houston.
But you got Dallas. Like it's all the metro areas.
Well,
I'm be kind of curious to see what the breakdown on the Black Latino votes, if there was any increase from 2016 to 2020.
A lot of Black Latinos that were going to go Trump.
Yep.
And here's the thing. It's not about race. It's about economics.
Yep.
Do you want a job?
Texas is pulling a little bit. It's getting better.
And here's the thing. The oil and gas industry in Texas is huge. Absolutely huge.
I think, wasn't Ohio, isn't that usually a late call?
Ohio typically is one thing is they're an hour behind the East Coast, and Ohio's a decently big state.
Cuyahoga County, Cleveland, there's a lot of votes in so far.
The gap has been the gap is shortening now between Biden and Trump there. North Carolina, I'm still thinking it's going to go Trump. Georgia's looking really good still.
Florida's looking good. Pennsylvania. Go back to Pennsylvania.
We need to look at Pennsylvania again.
I don't think we're going to hear about Pennsylvania for. We're not going to know tonight.
Okay.
They have all that crazy.
They have illegal court rulings that are happening because, according to the United States Constitution,
the state legislature
determines how votes will be counted, not the court. So if you are living in Pennsylvania and you allow this to happen, you did this, not us. But I'm looking at the Pennsylvania. Look at some of these counties. Let's look at Allegheny. Look at Allegheny. All right. It's big time Joe Biden, right? But go to the north. Go to the county north.
It's a small. Butler County is so small.
But it's a small county. Now look over. We got
Armstrong. These are all tiny Indiana County.
But the rural areas.
That's what carried Trump.
Correct.
It was later in the night.
The fracking in the middle class, suburban, they're going to go Trump.
Yep.
Because you know what? They're saying, screw the cities. Because all you do is take my money. But they're going to say, look at
Montgomery is, this is all the Philadelphia area, Philadelphia County.
Yes.
Montgomery County.
But look at the pinks. Look at the pinks. We're only got 1% in. These are small counties. Don't get me wrong. But they add up. They're going to add up. And look at Ohio. There's a lot of pink there, man. A lot of pink.
You like pink, don't you?
We're looking at a map, folks. We're looking at the Fox News maps. I see a lot of pink, which means it's already in Trump.
Right.
Look at Ohio.
I see a lot of blue, too, in Ohio.
No. Not compared to what I'm seeing.
Right. You're seeing there's a lot more. You're true.
There's over 90% of the counties are in Trump.
Yes.
Now, the blues are big cities. So you need a lot of suburban turnout. But that's what you're going to get. Look at Florida, for instance.
Donald Trump is coming up in Miami. 91% of the vote in. 53 Joe Biden, 46 Trump. He has done. Joe Biden is about
dramatically
12 percentage points down from where Hillary Clinton was in that county.
Yes.
That's huge. That's big. So.
Pennsylvania's early, but still.
11% in.
11% in.
34.
I'm looking at the map. The map tells me there's a lot. Oh, we had another red county. Trump is up by close to 11% right now in South Carolina. I think Lindsey Graham probably safe.
Yeah,
Florida's filling out red, dude.
I don't think we're not going to see a lot of these calls. They're not going to make any mistakes calling.
They can't make any mistakes.
I don't think they're going to call a lot of stuff like these big swing states.
Yeah.
They're not going to call for a while.
No. This might be a 2, 3 a.m. type thing again.
I'll be sleeping too.
Oh, we got some more. Oh, North Carolina.
Starting to glow.
We had some counties go Trump. So we're down 2.5% difference.
80% of the votes. But these are still small counties, Matt. That's the thing. I just don't know how much. I would be curious to hear some of the analysts talking about North Carolina right now. Let me see if I can find anything.
Yeah.
On Twitter, just because North Carolina is Mecklenburg is going to be the key there. So let me see if there's anything.
The electoral map, still we don't have any real. Oh, Minnesota. Look at Minnesota. Pink. Minnesota might go Trump.
That'd be good.
Wisconsin leaning Trump right now.
What's this? Whoa. Gateway pundits. CNN called Virginia for Trump, then backed away. CNN.
Really? Let's take a look here. Let's go to Virginia and see what's going on there.
Breaking. This is 3 minutes ago. Media outlets are retracting their call of Biden winning Virginia.
Really?
More and more votes are coming in, and it looks like Trump is on top. Let's flip Virginia.
Oh my goodness. Could you imagine?
Charlie Kirk just said Texas is not going blue. Don't listen to the activist media. So
what?
Folks,
whoa, what the hell is this?
Virginia. 40% of the votes in. And
58-40?
Fox is still projecting Virginia for Joe Biden. But.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to go to my electoral map. If we could flip.
Fox News, Brett Baer, Fox News can now project Democrats will retain control of the House and add 5 seats.
Here's my map. If we can flip Virginia and we get Michigan and Minnesota, we can look at a landslide here for Trump. 340
electoral votes.
Yeah, 340 to 198. I'm hopeful here, man. I'm hopeful. If we can flip, even if we didn't flip Virginia, it'd still be 327 to 211.
North Carolina, New York Times has said Trump has a 69% chance of winning North Carolina.
Beautiful.
It's good.
Texas, it's closing in 1.3% difference. It's closing. It's closing there. Pennsylvania, still very early. Still only 11% in. Florida, we are at, what, 91% in? Trump still holds 2.3%. Oh, we got a county that just went Trump. It looks like Monroe County went Trump.
Down in Key West went Trump.
The county
Keys went Trump.
Well,
come on.
That's mainland, the mainland and the Keys.
Is that Naples down there?
Yes.
Is that Lee County?
Naples is Monroe, I think.
Monroe.
Fort Myers is
Collier.
Trying to keep my state of Florida cities and counties together. Brevard County, big time Trump. Space Coast, they know where their bread is buttered. Indian River, St. Lucie County, good.
This one person on the Twitter says, listen, if California goes red, I'll run down my street naked.
You never know. I mean, it's 2020, man. Who knows what the hell is going to happen? Oh, this is amazing. Let's go back to North Carolina. Oh, let's see here. We got some counties.
They're small. I don't know, man. It's going to be tough.
Let's get this a little bit bigger. You know what? I need this a little bit bigger because, you know, I'm getting old. Can we get this a little bit bigger? Can we get this bigger? Of course we can. Oh, there we go. Oh, there we go, baby. There we go. Let's see here. All right. Now I'm getting frozen.
Let it go. Okay, so you have our stuff.
Yes.
And you F it up.
Yeah. Oh, scroll down now. We should be good now.
No, man. We're not good.
Whoa. What would you click? Scroll up. There you go. There we go. All right, there we go. All right.
What states this?
North Carolina. 80% in.
See, Fox News is saying for president, 92% is going to go to Joe Biden. New York Times is saying 67% is going to. What is going on with Fox News? New York Times is saying Trump's going to win North Carolina. Fox News says Biden's going to win North Carolina.
I don't know.
I mean, it's like Fox News has become like Drudge Report. Have you looked at the Drudge Report lately? That is a dumpster fire piece of shit. That was like go-to source for just like an aggregate to see.
Here's
stories that's all anti-Trump.
Somebody's paid off Drudge,
or Paul Ryan, I think, is on the board.
Yes, or either paid him off, or he got threatened. Think about it.
Something.
Because look at Justice Roberts. I think someone's got something on him. Because he was supposed to be a conservative, and he's definitely not a conservative.
Oh my God! The Hill's reporting ex-wife Trump White House doctor Ronnie Jackson wins Texas House race.
Wow,
that's awesome.
All right, so Virginia right now, Trump's still up by 350,000 votes with 41% in. They've got a lot of leaning. We got 98% in, 92% in.
Where's the blue? Where's the heavy blue?
That's just a small. There's a lot of small areas. Man, that thing is like landlocked. I'm thinking that I think Virginia's going Trump, man. I'm looking at it.
As soon as whatever the polls closed in Virginia, was it 7 or 8 o'clock?
So,
as soon as it did, they said, boom, Biden.
They automatically
called it for Biden.
Look, even if Fairfax County, which there's a lot of people that live there that work in D.C., they're 84% in. That's not going to be enough.
Fairfax is a big county. What's the other big blue counties? Where's D.C. at?
D.C.'s right here. I think D.C.'s right.
Fairfax County up and around this area here.
Yes.
It's all leaning blue.
Yeah.
I mean, that part's leaning blue, but everything around it's red.
Look at that. I'm thinking Virginia. Look, 57% in Suffolk County, and Trump's leading big. Think about that. That's more votes for him. More votes coming in. I'm really thinking.
Prince William County. Trump.
I think there's a lot of active duty military there that are voting.
King
Trump.
George County. This is all. D.C. Where's Richmond at? Montgomery County. Oh, here's D.C. area too. Montgomery. Trump is only lost Montgomery County by 5%.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. So, I mean, Virginia looks pretty good for Donald Trump.
And
Fox News still hasn't checked. They're going to have to back that off.
They're going to back off that. I think this is a huge – this might be a sign, Bill. If you can flip Virginia, he's going to get Pennsylvania.
I'm worried about Texas still.
I'm not worried about it. You know what? I'm not even worried about my golden doodle because he came in. He opened the door. You know that, right?
Oh, hey, buddy.
Hey, Banks. Hey, everybody.
North Carolina, Trump's pulling up a little bit. Georgia's still looking good for Trump. Florida's still almost over 3.5%.
And we're maintaining that.
Pennsylvania's
still rolling in.
It's still 100%.
But I'm still looking at the map, Bill, and there's a lot of white counties.
This county here is extremely small. These counties right here, I think Dauphin, Columbia, one of these areas down here are Harrisburg, and I think this is Harrisburg.
Mm-hmm.
If you're from Pennsylvania, you can message us. I think Dauphin County is the Harrisburg area. Philadelphia County, Washington County. I can't believe Washington County is going for Biden in Pennsylvania. Allegheny County is still only 12%. So Pennsylvania, we're not going to know for quite some time.
We're not, but I'm still confident. I see enough leaning Trump to say that I'm confident Pennsylvania is going to go Trump.
Shit. Crazy.
It is crazy times that we're living in right now. All right, folks. What we're going to do is we're going to wrap this bad boy up. From Banks.
Thanks.
Buddy.
Buddy. Where's Buddy at? Buddy, come here.
Come on, Buddy. Come on in. Oh, he's scared of the door.
You're scared of the door? Look, you have this new puppy, Buddy. This dog. Your new dog, Fred. He's like, what, 3?
Oh, he opened the door for him. Come on in. Come on, Buddy. There's Buddy.
But it's going to be an interesting night. I'll keep. What time do you usually retire for the evening?
I'm going to be up for a while because I think I'm going to do some live Facebook posting on the Broward Report page. Before I get banned again. And on Parler. So if you are on Parler, look up at Broward Report. We got over 2,000. I think we're close to 2,200 followers there.
Facebook, we're still at 68,000, almost 70,000 followers. And Facebook, we're doing well.
Instagram. Oh, actually, Instagram is it looks like they're suppressing us too on Instagram now as well.
Of course.
Luckily,
we don't have.
I had someone actually message me on Instagram saying, "Your content is so great. How come you don't even have 6,000 followers?" I told them I just can't do it because they suppress us. The truth shall set you free unless you're on social media.
Okay, I'm hearing this. Hear Buddy breathe, but he's breathing at the microphone, and I'm hearing in my ears. I'm like, "Where's that?" I'm like.
He is so loud. He's excited.
I bet you the people can hear this.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
And he just walked away. All right, folks. It's been real. Thanks so much for watching and listening to us. Remember, iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio for the latest news and views to use. Friday night, we're going to have Alan and Aaron Sports Talk Radio Show. We'll be live at 9:30 Eastern and Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern for the Broward Report. Thanks so much for listening, everybody.
Peace.
Have a great rest of your week.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.